The Edinburgh Festival Fringe is one of the greatest celebrations of art and culture on the planet. It is an event at which the beautiful city of Edinburgh welcomes an explosion of creative energy from around the globe, with artists and performers taking to hundreds of stages all over the city, presenting shows for every taste. I've never been myself, but our foreign correspondent Beattie Tao has. Hey Beattie, how are you going?
Hey, Danny, I'm good.
This is very exciting to have you back. Last time we talked, you'd just been to Glastonbury, and now you've been to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. How was it?
I know. Lucky me, really doing some bucket list activities over here. Fringe Festival was so much fun. It was just like, I've never been to anything like it. Edinburgh isn't a big, you know, city, but this whole city is like a full-on festival with like comedy and drama. And like, you know, musicians, it was such an exciting place to be.
Wow, it seems amazing. Are you getting any particular highlights from your experience at the Edinburgh Festival?
Yes,
Fringe?
I absolutely do. I'll highlight some of our Aussie acts. It was great to see them representing over in Fringe. So I want to give a shout out to Breaking the Musical.
Oh, awesome.
The one written by Stephanie Broadbridge. Not based on any real person, of course, but on a fictional breakdancer called Spray Gun.
Oh, gosh.
That was really fun. It was like purposefully quite daggy and like really silly. And it was kind of taking the mickey, but it wasn't like too mean or anything. And it was also really fun to be in Edinburgh watching a really Sydney-centric musical. So they had like a full intro song all about Hornsby and like the Shire. And it was like so relatable.
Oh, that's amazing.
Definitely worth the hype.
Anyway, what else did you see? Any other locals doing their thing there?
Yeah, absolutely. So shout out to Eloise Eftos. So she is an Australian comedian. And we've actually spoken to her on 2SCR when she was performing for last year's Sydney Comedy Festival.
Yes.
So it's amazing to see that she's taken her show over to the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh. No doubt we gave her, you know, some good promo on 2SCR.
We were probably the reason. We were the thing that pushed her over the line and made her a success at Edinburgh, no doubt.
Exactly. So she has this, her show is called Australia's First Attractive Comedian. And it's like I think when people hear the title, they kind of are like, what? What does that mean? But it's like a satirical feminist show, really high value production quality as well. And she's done quite well because she's a nominee for Best Newcomer for Fringe Festival. So I'm not sure who's going to win it, but pretty amazing to be nominated anyway.
That is amazing stuff. Oh, man. Tell me more.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's any math fans listening, but we saw an Australian mathematician who's also a comedian called Matt Parker.
Yeah.
So he has a show called Get Triggy With It, and it's basically it's basically making math funny, which is quite a skill. So it was still fairly relatable. We were there with my friend who works in actuaries since going to this math show, but it was pretty fun and he's got quite a big fan base. So I'm sure there's people listening who would know exactly who Matt Parker is.
That's amazing stuff. This is great. Just like you've never been to anything like it. You can't sort of liken what the Edinburgh Fringe is.
No. So when you arrive, like it is quite overwhelming. There are so many posters. There's so many people flying. They truly are. There are so many shows as well. Even if you're just on the program, you're scrolling through, and it takes, you know, like 5 minutes to even get from A to B on the listing of what shows are on.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. There's, you know, burlesque and cabaret, there's magic. But also shout out to the comedians because, you know, wow, you really got to love it to be a comedian. You really have to be passionate about what you're doing.
Yeah.
They're like preparing these shows for, you know, all year. They get there. It's so expensive to stay in Edinburgh, so no doubt some of them are commuting from quite far away, or, you know, I've heard stories of comedians like sleeping like all 10 in an apartment, just sleeping on floors where they can.
Oh, dear.
And then they have to go out and flyer their show, go up to people and try and convince them to attend.
So it's the comedians themselves who are handing out the promo material in the streets.
Yeah, some of them were, not all of them, but definitely a lot of them were having to, promo their own shows and then go and perform them that night. So,
crazy.
Wow, I think towards the end, after doing, you know, 6 or 7 nights of shows for almost a month, some of them are really crawling to the end. Yeah, huge effort for them.
And you say the town is sort of, it's not that big, so it's easy to get around and go and see multiple shows in a day.
Yeah, super, super walkable. I will say it was a little bit chaotic because obviously it's such a big event. I think Edinburgh Fringe sold like 2.6 million tickets to, you know, different events. So it's a huge, huge event for the city. And I think some shops were talking to some shopkeepers who say they make all their profit in August pretty much for the year.
Right.
But there's also just a lot of tourists in Scotland. But then at the same time, in the month of August, there was also the Oasis reunion tour in Edinburgh.
Oh,
so it was
all happening.
Even more chaotic.
You didn't get along to that as well, did you?
No, I did not.
Fair enough. You're there. You're supporting the up-and-comers, the established artists.
Exactly.
They can have their fun and games. You're out there supporting the underground. Good on you. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Did you get any good photos?
Yeah, lots of good photos. Lots of good food as well.
Ooh.
Lots of good photos, but you are trying to run around to different shows a little bit hectic.
Yeah.
I do have some tips for people who are thinking of going. So try and book your accommodation early because, like I said, it's not a big city, Edinburgh. So, you know, the accommodation books out quickly and it gets really expensive.
Yeah.
And if you do have to fork out a little bit of money for your accommodation, just supplement your diet on 2-minute noodles and tinned tuna, which is what we were doing.
You did say you did have some good food at it. Did you? What was the good food you had besides two-minute noodles and tuna?
I had vegan chicken salad bowl.
Oh wow, that sounds nice.
trying to get some nutrients in there.
Oh wow, where to next for you, Beattie? So we've spoken with you about Glastonbury Festival. Now you've been to the Edinburgh Fringe. I note that the Venice Film Festival is on in the first weekend of September. You think you might head along to that?
I think I'll miss that one. I'm back into job hunting mode in London now, so I'll be putting my head down for that.
All right, anyone from London listening, Beattie is awesome. Give her a job so she can continue to go to all of these awesome festivals and report back to us on 2SER Breakfast.
Awesome. Thank you, and good morning, everyone. See you later.